on the Davidson Sports Network. The Bob McKillop Show is on the air, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show is brought to you by Barings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. Now, alongside the head coach of the Wildcats, Bob McKillop, here's the voice of Davidson basketball, Jared Letch.
Welcome to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield. Coming off two Atlantic 10 wins to start conference play with head coach Bob McKillop. I'm Jared Letch, coming at you from inside Belk Arena. Friendly reminder to tune in on Thursdays around 2:15 to ESPN, 7:30 the game, as coach joins our friends Bobby Rosinski, Molly Cotton, and Mark Yarbrough. So again, pair of wins this past week, and coach, that started in Philadelphia on Hawk Hill, defeating St. Joe's 88-73, and that was a venue that has provided some heartbreak for the Wildcats in the past. This one kicked off the Atlantic 10 schedule, and it was coming off that two-week break. Always concerned, I would think, about losing some momentum, but the Cats continued. They were focused, and I'm sure you put things in place during that break to try to get out of the gate quick.
Well, there certainly are a lot of ghosts hanging out in Hagen Arena for us up in Philadelphia from some very memorable losses. St. Joe's seems to play well against us every time we match up. And we, of course, were very attentive to what they did at Richmond several days earlier when they had a close to a 30-point victory over a very, very good Richmond team. So we were locked in, very prepared. It was a physical contest, and one in which we just kept staying in the center ring with them and just kept blow for blow for blow, and we finally were able to maintain a lead and build upon a little bit and come out with the victory.
Coach, toughness shown by the team, especially interior defense, and you grab some momentum going into the half.
Well, yeah, we got that last couple of possessions in our favor and came out the same way, so we ended strong and started fast first half to second half, and once we got that double-digit lead, we didn't relax. We kept fighting, and they kept, you know, they stayed right with us and just kept throwing punches. And we, of course, had the memory of what they had done when we had a big lead there 2 years ago.
And we talked post-game about Lee's constant movement, cutting and screening, in a lot of ways so similar to Steph Curry's off-ball movement, both at Davidson and now with the Warriors. Are those clips something you share with him by chance, or just a product of the offensive system?
Well, certainly it's something we talk about frequently. We don't show that many clips. He, of course, can see that in live action when he watches on TV. I remember when we went to San Francisco, I really alluded to that prior to our night at the Chase Center. I said, just watch. You can have a different kind of view of Stephen because you'll be sitting there in the stands and you're not going to be on a TV watching through a TV camera. And they locked into what he was doing and saw how he moved and how much space he covers on throughout an entire game.
Also, Nelson brought a bolt of energy, as he always does, a couple of key blocks in that game. He continues to do the little things well coming off the bench.
He has understood his role. He has embraced his role, and he has performed his role. He does all of the little things, and he is such a great fit for what we do. Absolutely superb. Runs our offense as sacrificially and as unselfishly as anybody.
And Luca in the postgame talked about the immense respect the team has for his role.
Yes, they do, and that's obviously because of his character and his personality, but also because they have seen him embrace this for 4 years now.
Equal opportunity offense, we talk about that. That was on display. Five starters, all in double figures, led by Foster Lawyer Mike Jones. 16 assists to only six turnovers, and you led the rebounding margin by four. I think that's some of the things you'd like to bottle up and continue?
Well, you look at our numbers statistically, and we're shooting 50% from the floor, which is a phenomenal number. We're shooting 41.5 from the three-point line, 77 from the foul line, and putting 78 points on the board, and we're doing it by getting 230 assists and 140 turnovers. So we have a great assist turnover ratio. I think it's a turnover margin of 2.9, which is really very, very good. You get to three, you're really hitting a home run. So we're passing the ball, we're screening, and we're making shots.
So looking at Saturday, Rhode Island comes in here, always a tough team. Take care of them, 72-68. Very physical, talented Rams team. Is this sort of copy and paste or deja vu with the Rams? Because this was a classic A-10 matchup and a matchup that you feel you have over and over against Rhode Island.
Well, first of all, every team in the A-10 is a nightmare. This league from top to bottom, there are no easy outs, and you cannot take a break. And, of course, we understand that Rhode Island and us have had great matchups over the years, some memorable ones. And who can forget the one last year when I think it was Fats Russell made a three at the buzzer to send it to overtime, and then they had a three actually to win it in overtime and missed it. So we know that. We knew going in that they have gotten significantly better. Guys have been in the system now David Cox for 2 years, particularly the Mitchell brothers, and the other veterans just getting better and better. And, you know, the guy that runs the show for them, Jeremy Shepard, was sensational.
Coach, with all the physicality that you will see in the Atlantic 10, how do you simulate that in practice? We saw Luka. He came flying in. He decided to crash the boards. He said post-game that it was part of film where he said there's a couple plays where they might take off on the box. Recognition and just attitude need to go into that?
Well, it's just repetition is what has to happen, and then repetition becomes habit, and habit has to become focus. And we do have physical practices every day, and there are certain segments of practice that we call by different names so that our attention is really focused upon what we're trying to accomplish during that particular drill. And one particular drill is the toughness segment, in which flesh-to-flesh contact is the great emphasis.
So quite a development on the teardrop of Mike Jones. We saw it at a critical time on Saturday. His development as a multi-dimensional player, though, shooter, cutter, driver, finisher, all those things seem to go into his game, and they've been on display for us.
You know, we just marvel at how much he's improved when he's been challenged. Coming from his freshman year when he tore his ACL to his sophomore year when we shoved him into the four spot, and in his third year when his cutting improved dramatically. And now it's not just the cutting and it's not just the three-point shooting, but it's the putting it on the floor and finishing. And I think a pivotal point in the game on Saturday in the first half was we threw an errant pass to Mike at the top of the key, and their defender shot the gap and would have had a run-out steal for 2 points. Instead, Mike fought for the catch and got fouled because he fought for the catch. And it kind of, I reminded him about his playing days in high school when he was a wide receiver, and he looked like a wide receiver going for that football, and the guy did run into him, and the flag was thrown, and as a result, he went to the foul line.
How much, Coach, did the crowd figure into that game Saturday? Because you were at 7-point deficit for a little while. Then it went to 5. Then it went to 3. How much did they get you over the hump? Because that was the first time since East Carolina that you were in a hole like that.
I'm just thrilled with the experience our guys are having, from road games to home games to neutral site games, where we've been experiencing crowds. And our home crowd was, I thought the place was a sellout based upon the noise level, the energy level, and the inspiration that they gave us got us over the hump, kept us in the game when we could have very easily withered when we got down by 7 points.
Hey, Coach, final one in this segment. I want to talk about the importance of conditioning. We often fear how challenging or hear how challenging it is to guard the Wildcats, and you want to make them defend, which you always talk about. How important from a conditioning standpoint for you on your side to continue that movement for 30 seconds?
Well, conversely, it's a stamina impact defending as well. I looked at what our big guys did, Nelson, Sam, and Luca on Saturday, and they had to defend ball screen outside the arc, then have to recover and play post defense, and then have to fight almost like hand-to-hand combat. That becomes wearing and tearing. And I marvel that at the end of the game, two critical rebounds were secured, one by Sam and led to a three-pointer for Foster, and one by Luca, which led to the two fouls that got us the lead. So the stamina impact is really significant. And I want to mention that one of Luca's great accomplishments this summer was to come back in great shape. And his dad, Slodgen, would run him through the streets of Felkirk, Austria, all the time in the month of June and July to get him conditioned. And that's paying big dividends for Luca right now.
Whatever it takes. That'll take us to our first break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
At Ortho Carolina, personalized orthopedic care goes beyond my appointment. Accessible, comprehensive, and compassionate. It's my care, my way.
Schedule your appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Performance is a constant. Obstacles are fleeting. We are formed by the unrelenting hand of discipline. A second built on years. Victory built on humility. We are process, drive, persistence. We are bearings.
The happiest you is the healthiest you, and the healthiest you is the one that chooses Atrium Health. As the region's most trusted healthcare partner, we're committed to helping people live mindfully, meaningfully, and joyfully in every community, large and small. And every day, we're finding new ways to make unrivaled health easier, more personalized, and more complete than ever before. The best care for a more full life. Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Davidson Wildcats.
Nestled in historic Davidson Cottage Mill, the Brick House Tavern offers a unique blend of nostalgia with a contemporary flair. Sample the offerings of their extensive tap room or enjoy lunch or dinner in the expansive dining room. And once again this season, the Brick House Tavern is the home of Davidson Athletics. Relive every win with fellow Wildcat fans after every game. So for lunch, dinner, or game day, make your destination the Brick House Tavern.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Jared Latch, Bob McKillop, back with you. Atlantic 10 play has begun, Coach, and the rotation seems to shorten a bit if everybody's healthy. Been eight to start. That being said, one of the biggest positive things we saw from Press Row on Saturday was how engaged the bench was, especially late in the game, encouraging their teammates.
Yeah, you know, we got a terrific chemistry amongst our guys, and it's, I guess, maybe even facilitated now as we've been out of school for 3-4 weeks and we'll probably not be in actual class for another 2 weeks. So they spend a lot of time together and they really care about each other. They try to embrace the concept of TCC and their relationships with each other. So fortunate that we have a very united group of guys. And What's interesting is that Luca and Nelson and Mike and Drew and Ben have been here for 4 years, and that would facilitate it. But even a guy like Foster, who's just been here less than a half year, has been tremendous in making sure that that chemistry is very vibrant.
And, Coach, with that extended couple of weeks before classwork or classes resume here on campus, hopefully, is there extra player management that's going into place? Because it's a little bit different than before.
We are very attentive as a coaching staff to the 24-hour cycle of every player's life. And our assistant coaches invest so much of their time in doing all those little things that make it a special experience to be a Davidson Wildcat. And our guys feel that. They feel that kinship. They feel that brotherhood. They feel that care that the assistant coaches give to them. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the managers who have also given up their Christmas holiday and have remained here during this time period. Joe Nero and Sorner, Danishar and Jordan and Chris and Victor. I mean, these guys have been sensational. I might be missing one. I'm sorry if I am. But they have been absolutely sensational with their commitment of time. So this is an army. This isn't just a roster of players. This is an army of coaches and players and managers and our trainer, Justin, and our strength coach, Brian, who we are very cohesive and very caring about each other.
On a recent ESPN radio interview, you'd referenced the Curry close. And we'd heard that from the past. Can you go into what that's all about and also how it's applicable today in what you're teaching these guys and how you motivate in that part of the game?
It's interesting that the Curry closeout, a way of defending a shooter, the elevation of the arm, the length of the arm, and when it actually gets there and goes up, is something that Stephen was outstanding performing. And during his time period here, he was so good at it, we named it the Curry Close. But I have to honor the truth here. The first guy that did the Curry Close, maybe should have been named after him, was the Winters Close, Brendan Winters. Brendan Winters closed out the same way. And as I've thought over the years about both Brendan Winters doing it and about Stephen doing it, both their dads played in the NBA. So perhaps that's an NBA technique. I don't know that I've seen many guys in the NBA do that other than Stephen, who still does it today. But certainly it's something that has been very helpful. And it gets guys' attention. When you attach Stephen's name to something, it really gets their attention.
Coach, you have a solid addition to the Wildcats for 22-23. Ricky Giardini, he's a 6'7 guard from Italy, following the model of Sam Menenga, as he's going to get in here soon and practice for this semester.
Yes, Ricardo will join us on Wednesday. He'll fly in Wednesday morning. He's leaving Milano, Italy, and will join us Wednesday evening. We'll pick him up at the airport at 5 p.m. And he's recovering from knee surgery, which he had back in maybe June of this past year. He will not suit up in games, but he will go through practice, will become part of the scout team as soon as possible. And we're fortunate that he's coming at a time period where he doesn't have to be hit over the with all of the responsibilities of being a student athlete from a standpoint of having to attend class for another 10 days. And that'll give him a chance to get his feet wet and to become assimilated to our program, to America, to Davidson College.
And how much does that boost your scout team as well? I think Jack, I don't know if he's on the injured reserve, but he's had an arm in a sling the last week or so.
Yeah, Jack does a tremendous job on our scout team, as did Brian, as did Will Tony. We've had in that position of the director of player personnel or director of player development, we've had outstanding guys who are valuable, very valuable members of the scout team. And Jackson can still go. I mean, he'll make shots and just frustrate our guys. And he's so strong and so powerful. Plus, his IQ is so good that he's a great addition. Ricardo is about 6'7", maybe 200 pounds. So not easy to get big guys on our scout team. That's why we had Will Tony as a big guy. That's why we had Jack Gibbs as a big guy. So now we'll have an additional body that's a good size on our scout team.
Now, family-related one for you. Last week, when you joined us, we mentioned the men's basketball players on the Southern Conference 100-year anniversary team, and there were a lot of them well represented. But we'd be remiss not to mention your daughter-in-law, Kelsey Linville McKillop, for her recognition as part of women's tennis All-100 team.
Yeah, the only Wildcat in the family that's recognized, and five of the six Wildcats in the family did play sports here, and they all had illustrious careers, believe me. But certainly Kelsey's is at the top. She was a sensational tennis player, freshman of the year, freshman athlete of the year, and had a four-year magnificent career. So we're hopeful that those genes kick in with Matt and Kelsey's children.
So as we approach tonight's national championship game, Alabama-Georgia will play tonight. You've referenced Nick Saban a few times in the past. What are some things you either admire or maybe a few things you've heard or seen that he does that you've taken with you for your journey with the Wildcat?
You know, we use three words, the triple D, details, discipline, and decisions. And I think if you watch Alabama over the years, you could see that every day in the way they practice, the way they play, the way they perform. And I watch them very closely. I have a silent rooter for Alabama because of the excellence that they continue to show on a consistent basis. They're not some shining. They're a shining star. They're not a shooting star. I mean, they've been up there, and that is the hardest thing to do. And those three D's, there you could add another one to it: distractions. When Coach Saban mentioned distractions several years ago in one of his talks, it got my attention how it's so easy to get distracted, and he really takes great care in trying to eliminate distractions. And you think about that in life. Every human being is distracted in some way. You know, you're having a conversation with somebody and you listen, all of a sudden you're distracted, and all of a sudden that conversation is not as fulfilling as it should be because you're distracted. And I think our world today creates more distractions than ever before. And I feel for our student athletes who are constantly distracted because of what's going on social media, because just how extensive the information out there in the social media and the media highway is. So it's very challenging to control the distraction. And I think that's what Nick Saban does so very well.
Time for another quick break. When we come back, we will look ahead in the preview segment presented by Famous Toastery, focusing on tomorrow's game against UMass as the Cats continue A-10 play. This is the Bob McKillop Show from Learfield, powered by Ortho Carolina.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care feels like home because video visits bring my provider to me. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com. Because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first Dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinner bait that ironically matches your second Dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's dew.
Famous Toastery is a proud sponsor of the Davidson College Wildcats. Join us for classic favorites like our stuffed French toast or flapjacks piled high with your favorite toppings. Stop by for lunch on the go with our savory wraps and sandwiches. Or fuel up before a busy game day supporting your Davidson Wildcats. Come visit us at Famous Toastery or order online for convenient pickup at famoustoastery.com/order.
It's now time to preview the next opponent, presented by Famous Toastery. Start your day at the Famous Toastery, the home for breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once.
Welcome back. Jared Latch alongside Bob McKillop in this segment. We'll now turn the page, preview the Tuesday matchup with UMass presented by our partners at Famous Toastery. And Coach, this UMass team comes in with an 0-2 start in the league, led by Matt McCall. Probably doesn't reflect the talent that they have. What are you expecting from the Minutemen?
Well, they've played a very challenging schedule. A Big Ten team, Penn State, they knocked off by 25 points. They beat Rutgers, another Big Ten team. So we're looking at a team that has beaten two Big Ten teams. All right. Matt McCall has a roster that is talented and deep, a roster that he's putting together because a number of them are new players and have transferred in and have taken advantage of the portal. A guy like C.J. Kelly, Rich Kelly, Trent Buttrick, Michael Stebbin, four of the five starters were somewhere else. And it takes time to put them together. But when you put them together, you could see the results with the Big Ten victories. Now, looking at their numbers, they shoot 40% from three, which matches us. With their three guards, their shooting ability is sensational from the line. They're great foul shooters, and they don't foul. They have a very positive assist-turnover ratio, and they don't have a lot of fouls. They don't give up a lot of fouls. They don't foul, and they limit offensive rebounds. So you could say, well, geez, they're an offensive team. Well, not really. They block shots. They limit offensive rebounds. They don't foul. So they have an emphasis upon defense as well.
So with some of that known, Coach, what are some of your maybe generalized early keys to the game here? We've got next 30 hours or so prep.
Well, we've got to defend the three-point line, but we can't open up the gaps and allow them to penetrate the basket because they shoot great teardrops and they're very good at finishing their shots. All five of their players are skilled, so it's not just the three guards that are skilled. You're going to get threes out of the transfer from Penn State, Trent Buttrick, who is shooting four or five threes a game. And then they come off the bench with guys who could shoot threes. I think T.J. Weeks came and shot, maybe made four or five threes against us 2 years ago. So this is a lethal team at the three-point line. This is a lethal team getting into the gaps. They use a lot of ball screens, and they're able to, what is called, warming the ball screen, split the ball screen, turn down the ball screen. And they're great in the open court. So we have to be really locked in defensively.
Hey, Coach, one thing that just came in as we hit the air, Foster Lawyer named the Player of the Week in the Atlantic 10. He's coming
wonderful.
Off averaging 22 points this week, 7 of 15 from 3, 11 of 12 from the stripe.
Wonderful to hear that. I don't know much about his Big Ten experience, but if he was able to get Player of the Week in the Big Ten as well as in the A-10, that would be quite a feather in his cap. So wonderful to hear something that is so well deserved for Foster.
And Coach, we end on a sad note. We lost a member of the media a couple weeks ago in Hill Overton, somebody that was just a joy to be around.
Was not a post-game press conference without Hill there, and I'm talking 33 years of my time here, that Hill was just a sensational representative of the media, a sensational family man, great husband, and we're sad to see him go.
Hey, Coach, any final thoughts, observations as you get into games 3 and 4 this week in the A-10?
Yeah, a special shout-out to the D-Block alumni who came in force on our game on Saturday, and they seemed to show up and just energize and inspire our team at an unprecedented level. So we're grateful for Will Tony and Brendan McKillop for organizing at D-Block and getting those guys here because they were sensational.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time. Appreciate the conversation here today.
Thank you.
We're going to take one final break, wrap up the show, and provide information on our upcoming broadcast. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
Hey, Wildcat fans. No matter how you celebrate game day, it's all about the food. And Harris Teeter has everything you need. Delicious subs and wraps, fresh hot store-made pizza, all sizes of party platters are ready to serve wing trays, just to name a few. Plus, with Harris Teeter fuel points, you can earn free fuel with every purchase you make, up to $1 off per gallon. Stop at your Harris Teeter for great savings on all your game day needs, or download the HT app to order ahead. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries.
Did you know Hendrix Business Systems is now the official document solutions provider of the Wildcats? If you're looking for the best and most reliable copy, scan, and print document management solutions, Hendrix Business Systems is the perfect choice for your team. As an authorized Canon, HP, and Xerox dealer, Hendrix has been serving their North and South Carolina clients the latest technology for over 44 years. To learn more, visit HendrixBusiness.com. That's Hendrix with an X, business.com. Hendrix Business Systems, where your image is our business.
As a proud supporter of Davidson College basketball, the team at Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet also stresses the staples of trust, commitment, and care. They care about their customers and have honest out-the-door pricing with no hidden fees. Choose from a huge selection of Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs, plus Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet will be there after the sale with award-winning service. Go to the dealer you can trust, Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet. Find new roads on Highway 16 south of Newton and online at EarnhardtChevy.com.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care begins with the click of a mouse because online scheduling saves me time. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at OrthoCarolina.com.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. A reminder to join us tomorrow, Tuesday, January 11th at 6:45 for a 7 o'clock tip versus UMass inside Belk Arena. As a reminder, all fans will receive a Steph Curry 3 GOAT shirt at the entrances. Visit DavidsonWildcats.com for tickets. And as always, all broadcasts can be found via ESPN 730 The Game, Charlotte, WHIP 1350, 99.3 FM Mooresville, WGNC 1450, 101.1 FM Gastonia and Charlotte. Stream live on the new Varsity app. Go and download that and by heading to DavidsonWildcats.com. For Bob McKillop and our producer Peyton Gallagher, Gary Trexel in the studio, I'm Jared Latch. Thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of the day. And as always, so long for now from Davidson.
On the Davidson Sports Network, this has been the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show has been brought to you by Barings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Davidson Sports Network.